What are we hearing Jesus say in the Beatitudes when he says all these words to us?
Yeah. Well, when he is saying, happy are those who mourn because they will rejoice, they knew something about mourning. They lived in a culture that didn't have the benefits of modern medical science, obviously. They didn't usually have someone, they certainly didn't have people who could do surgery that compares in any way to what's done today.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty primitive types of surgery that often weren't even attempted because they didn't have the tools, the training, the expertise, the medical knowledge. People died very young. They were oppressed by the Roman government. Infant mortality was at a much higher rate than it is in our culture today. To be under Rome, to be oppressed by Rome, to have unfair taxation, to have so many things, people living, many people living in poverty. And then here's Jesus on a hillside. Notice what he isn't saying. He isn't saying, happy will you one day be because of your great reward in heaven. Yeah. He's saying, happy are you, present tense, now, because of what awaits you in the future. In other words, he's calling upon people to front load into their lives today eternal realities that are transcendent, that are, take it to the bank. These are the blood-bought promises of Jesus. He hadn't died on the cross yet, but that was the plan, and he knew that's what he was going to do. And when Jesus makes a promise, you know, there's lots of people that make promises. And Nancy and I have talked about this, how we're often watching, we like to watch good movies. We use VidAngel and other things to screen, to make sure that we're not getting the F words and the sex scenes and all that. But we love good movies. And one of the things that we always roll our eyes at, and it happens in many action, adventure types of movies, or movies of any kind, really, is when the father or mother are going out the door and they're saying to the kids or to the wife and the kids, and they're going out into horrific danger. You know, terrible things are happening, whether it's aliens or it's enemies from across overseas or whatever it is, and or gang members or whatever it is. And they're promising, I promise you, I'll be back.
Yeah.
I promise you. Don't worry about me because I promise I'll be back. Well, here's the thing. We just always go, well, first of all, say, I'll do everything in my power to come back to you safely.
Yep.
If I don't, know that I love you and know that there is a life to come in which we will have a great reunion. If they're believers, they could actually say that.
Yep.
But stop promising things that you don't have the power to do. The parent who says well intentions to his, I've got two daughters. If I would have said to my daughters, I'll never let anything bad happen to you. Well, that's my heart. That's my desire. But I don't have the power. Now, Jesus, when he makes a promise, he is omnipotent. Yep. He is all powerful. And his promises are blood bought. He paid for our sins. His promise of eternal life in him. His promise of the resurrection. So when I had a man say to me whose 8-year-old daughter had died, and he says, of course he's in intense grief, and I would never try to take away somebody's grief in terms of true grieving. But what he said was, I will never be able to hug my daughter again. And I said, wait a minute, your daughter loved Jesus. You love Jesus. Do you believe in the resurrection? And he says, well, sure. I mean, every Christian knows they're supposed to believe in the resurrection. Yeah. And a lot of people, by that, they think that just means the resurrection of Jesus. Well, it does mean the resurrection of Jesus, but it means our bodily resurrection. As the creeds say, the self-same body shall be raised. Well, your your daughter in her body and you in your body. Now, a transformed body, but it's called your body, your actual body, but transformed. Your new body, not your non-body, your new body. You will live in a resurrected world on a new earth forever. Are you telling me you think you won't express affection? I mean, who gave us physical and mental and emotional connections that express themselves in affection? So here's a man who actually believed the Bible. He would have died before he denied the doctrine of the resurrection, but he didn't really believe it. And this is what happens. And I think this is where we just have to learn to think biblically. When those people heard blessed are, they didn't hear blessed are. They heard happy are. And they didn't hear happy you one day will be. Now, you're going to be miserable your whole life on earth. You live in poverty. The Romans oppress you. Loved ones die. Diseases, you know. So you're going to be miserable here on earth. But in heaven, now you will finally find joy. Oh. He says, no, happy are you today because of what you know to be true, who God is and his promises to you.